This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to speak tonight at the Democrats' virtual convention as the party kicks off 4 days of festivities leading up to the official nomination of Joe Biden as the Democrats' presidential candidate on Thursday. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is visiting the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin Monday to deliver his own campaign speeches ahead of the Republicans' virtual convention next week. Biden and Trump square off on November 3rd in the presidential election, although many voters are expected to cast their ballots by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch on Monday said more than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in ballots in the November presidential election. He said between 15 and 20 attorneys general in states are reviewing legal arguments for one or more lawsuits. President Trump is trailing Biden in opinion polls. Today, the president told reporters he's not trying to undermine the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in ballots. More than 776,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. The exact number is 776,819, according to Johns Hopkins University. The hardest hit country is the United States, where we have more than 170,000 COVID-19 deaths so far. Worldwide, there are well over 21 million confirmed infections. The United States makes up more than 5.4 million of those infections. Brazil and India together make up nearly 6 million. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Lebanese judge leading investigations into Beirut's port blast issued a preliminary arrest warrant on Monday against Customs Director General Badri Dar. A judicial source spoke to the French press agency today with that information. Dar has been in detention for more than 10 days over the August 4th explosion that killed 177 people and wounded at least 6,500 others. It also devastated swaths of the capital, Beirut. In addition, Lebanon's health minister warned Monday that hospitals are reaching maximum capacity to treat coronavirus patients after the deadly blast overwhelmed clinics and triggered a spike in COVID-19 cases. On Monday, China slammed Washington for using digital gunboat diplomacy, that was its phrase, after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell its interest in another app that it bought and merged with TikTok. As tensions soar between the world's two biggest economies, President Trump has claimed TikTok could be used by China to track the locations of federal employees, build dossiers on people for blackmail, and conduct corporate espionage. Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the conflicts in Libya and Syria with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in a telephone call today. The Kremlin made that statement today. The Kremlin said the call's main focus was on the crisis in Libya, highlighting the need to make real steps toward a sustainable ceasefire. It also said both leaders agreed to step up anti-terrorism efforts in Syria after reports earlier Monday of a Turkish-Russian joint patrol being hit by a blast in the Idlib region. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, whose first term in office back in 2007 ended in part for health reasons, has sparked fresh speculation about his well-being Monday with an unexpected hospital visit. Mr. Abe emerged from a Tokyo hospital more than 7 hours after he entered. He left by car without saying anything, according to TV footage by local media. The Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, is under further pressure to step down after 26 years in power. The country held a ninth straight day of mass protests today, while opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya announced in video from Lithuania that she's ready to become the leader of the country. She said she's ready to create the conditions and base to organize new presidential elections. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.